בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב' קיץ תשס"ו 2006 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או הווקמן בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, and welcome to our weekly program on road safety. With us in the studio is Mr. Lewis Winston, head of the National Administration for Traffic Safety. Hello, Mr. Winston.
Hello.
Mr. Winston, last Sunday your organization released the results of a new study about cell phones and driving. Why did you decide to conduct yet another study on this subject? Hasn't it been investigated enough?
You're right. Lots of experiments have been conducted, and they all show that cell phones interfere with a driver's concentration. However, none of them really examined how or why this happens. So we felt a totally different approach was needed.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, using a cell phone basically involves three activities: listening, talking, and pressing buttons. In our research, each activity and its effect on the driver's concentration were investigated separately. And it may surprise you to hear that we didn't use a single cell phone in the experiment.
Really? So how did you carry it out?
We asked 12 volunteers to drive a car on a highway for 3 hours. Each driver was accompanied by one of our researchers. While they were driving, the volunteers had to listen to some taped messages and to pay close attention to what was being said. Then they were asked to repeat what they had heard, or to talk about something, for example, to explain where they were or what they were doing.
And pressing buttons. How did you test that?
The cars were equipped with special lights. From time to time, the lights came on and the drivers had to press a button to switch them off. During the entire 3 hours, a camera followed the driver's eye movements in order to measure how much attention they were paying to the road while they performed each of the three tasks.
What effect on the driver's concentration did you find?
That depends on what they were doing. To our surprise, listening to the tapes had almost no effect, not even when the drivers had to follow an abstract idea or listen to a story. But when they had to say something, their ability to pay attention to the road dropped by as much as 30%. Even discussing very simple matters seriously affected their concentration. It was also much harder for them to concentrate on the road when they were pressing the button to switch off the lights. So just imagine how dangerous it can be when you're doing all three things. And that's exactly what happens when you use a cell phone in the car.
Then I assume your conclusion is that people should never use a cell phone while driving.
No, I wouldn't say that, even though I think our roads would be safer if it were illegal to use a cell phone in the car. But at least people should be aware of the effect on their ability to concentrate on the road, and they should take that into account. For instance, they should drive more slowly when using their cell phone.
I certainly hope drivers will take your advice. Thank you for coming to the studio today, Mr. Winston, and goodbye to our listeners.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.
Thank you.
עתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners, and welcome to our weekly program on road safety. With us in the studio is Mr. Lewis Winston, head of the National Administration for Traffic Safety. Hello, Mr. Winston.
Hello.
Mr. Winston, last Sunday, your organization released the results of a new study about cell phones and driving. Why did you decide to conduct yet another study on this subject? Hasn't it been investigated enough?
You're right. Lots of experiments have been conducted, and they all show that cell phones interfere with a driver's concentration. However, none of them really examined how or why this happens. So we felt a totally different approach was needed.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, using a cell phone basically involves three activities: listening, talking, and pressing buttons. In our research, each activity and its effect on the driver's concentration were investigated separately, and it may surprise you to hear that we didn't use a single cell phone in the experiment.
Really? So how did you carry it out?
We asked 12 volunteers to drive a car on a highway for 3 hours. Each driver was accompanied by one of our researchers. While they were driving, the volunteers had to listen to some taped messages and to pay close attention to what was being said. Then they were asked to repeat what they had heard or to talk about something, for example, to explain where they were or what they were doing.
And pressing buttons? How did you test that?
The cars were equipped with special lights. From time to time, the lights came on and the drivers had to press a button to switch them off. During the entire 3 hours, a camera followed the driver's eye movements in order to measure how much attention they were paying to the road while they performed each of the three tasks.
What effect on the driver's concentration did you find?
That depends on what they were doing. To our surprise, listening to the tapes had almost no effect, not even when the drivers had to follow an abstract idea or listen to a story. But when they had to say something, their ability to pay attention to the road dropped by as much as 30%. Even discussing very simple matters seriously affected their concentration. It was also much harder for them to concentrate on the road when they were pressing the button to switch off the lights. So just imagine how dangerous it can be when you're doing all three things. And that's exactly what happens when you use a cell phone in the car.
Then I assume your conclusion is that people should never use a cell phone when driving.
No, I wouldn't say that, even though I think our roads would be safer if it were illegal to use a cell phone in the car. But at least people should be aware of the effect on their ability to concentrate on the road, and they should take that into account. For instance, they should drive more slowly when using their cell phone.
I certainly hope drivers will take your advice. Thank you for coming to the studio today, Mr. Winston, and goodbye to our listeners.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובמתמטיקה. שלום.
Answer questions 7 to 11 according to the broadcast. In questions 7 and 11, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. Testing concentration behind the wheel. 7. How is the new experiment different from previous studies on the subject? 1. It tested whether using cell phones is dangerous. 2. It tested how often drivers use cell phones. 3. It tested several kinds of cell phones. 4. It tested what makes using cell phones dangerous. 8. What details are we given about the experiment? Put an X by the two correct answers. 1. How the participants were chosen. 2. What the participants were required to do. 3. Which task the participants liked best. 4. What difficulties the researchers faced. 5. How the equipment for the experiment was tested. 6. how the participant's concentration was measured. 9. Complete the sentence. According to the study, while driving is not very dangerous. 10. Name one activity that was found to be dangerous. 11. What is Mr. Winston's recommendation? 1. Drive more carefully when using a cell phone. 2. Don't use a cell phone in the car. 3. Use a safer cell phone in the car. 4. Obey the laws about using a cell phone while driving.
Bahat slacha.